From Spark and Anvil and LifeQuest, this is Spot and Vault, in Chapter 1 of the LifeQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced by a Gemini 2.5. A message had popped up on the screen, bright and urgent and grinning. Congratulations! You've won a brand new game console. Claim it now. Offer ends in 5 minutes. Just enter your name, address, and your parents' card number to pay the tiny shipping fee. And a younger, faster person might have already been typing. Two helpers leaned in over the boy's shoulder before he could. Spot narrowed its eyes at the flashing offer, unimpressed. Vault stood squarely in front of the little box asking for private information, arms folded.
Breathe, said Spot. Notice the timer counting down? That's the first clue. Let's slow this way, way down. Spot went first, because the whole point of a trick like this is speed, and Spot's whole nature is to slow it down until it falls apart. Look at how hard it's rushing you, said Spot. Now, only 5 minutes. Act fast. Ask yourself, why the hurry? Real honest things don't usually panic you into deciding this second. The rush is there for one reason, to stop you thinking. Because the trick only works if you don't slow down and look. Spot began calmly to look. So we look. Did you enter a contest for a console? No. Then how did you win one? And why does a free prize need your parents' card number? And why does the company have no name you can check? Spot let each question land. Show me the proof. That's my whole move. Slow it down, ask for the proof, and a scam falls apart every time, because there is no proof. The rush was the whole trick. Take the rush away, and there's nothing left but a grinning empty box. Spot clicked it closed. When something seems too good to be true, and it's shoving you to hurry, that's exactly when you slow all the way down.
But Spot knew the deeper danger wasn't the fake prize. It was the information the box was fishing for, and that was Vault's whole reason for being. Even if you were curious, said Vault, standing firm in front of the box, look at what it's actually asking for. Your name? Your address, your parents' card number. Those aren't small things to hand a stranger. Those are the keys to the house. Vault didn't budge. My whole job is simple. Some things stay in the vault. Your full name, where you live, passwords, card numbers, your parents' private information, those go in the vault, and they do not come out just because a cheerful box asked nicely. Vault's voice was calm and unashamed. And here's the part people forget. You never owe anyone that information just because they asked. You don't have to be polite about it. You don't have to explain. That stays private is a complete answer, all by itself. A stranger asking for the keys to your house doesn't get them, no matter how friendly the ask. Into the vault, and the vault stays shut. The boy closed the message. No prize, of course. There had never been one. But nothing had been lost either. No card number typed, no address handed over, no keys given to a stranger. Just a grinning, empty trick, slowed down until it fell apart, and a vault that stayed shut.
Good slowing, said Vault. Good guarding, said Spot. There is a steady, unfrightened kind of safety in these two habits. Not fear of the world, just a calm refusal to be rushed or fished. Slow down whatever's hurrying you, ask for proof, and keep your private things locked away without apology. The tricks that catch people almost all run on the same two things, speed and trust given too easily. Take away the rush and keep the keys in the vault, and most of them simply can't touch you. It isn't about being scared of everyone. It's about being calm enough to slow down and sure enough to say, without a flicker of guilt, that stays private.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501(c)(3) public charity.
apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Spot and Vault. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.